Good morning, everyone.
It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
How are
you? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Galen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning to you. We welcome you. Thank you. Appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you to join the show at any time. Text your thoughts. Use the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21000 Sports Radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. Dan was just telling me during the break that Bob Cousy has responded to J.J. Redick. The argument was, a month and a half ago, between J.J. Redick and Mad Dog?
That wasn't a month ago.
At least.
No way.
At least a month ago.
3 weeks.
Yeah, a month, because that's how long the first round takes in the NBA.
So true.
Yeah, so Cousy responded. Do you have the audio?
I do, yes.
Yes, please do. Share.
People with less talent will always try to make a name for themselves by criticizing other people and hopefully getting some attention and perhaps increasing their credibility. So when you respond to something like this, you play into their hands. I won't do that, but I will defend the firemen and the plumbers that he referenced, and I'll just give you a few of their names of these firemen that I played with and against during those years. How about Bill Russell, the aforementioned, not too bad a player. Wilt Chamberlain, remember that guy? He wasn't bad.
I
guess he must have fought fires as well, but in any event, Wilt Chamberlain, still the best, in my judgment, small forward that ever played the game, a guy named Elgin Baylor, a couple of point guards that weren't too shabby, my colleague who also had an award created, a guy named Oscar Robertson, who was pound for pound the best player perhaps in the game. Jerry West wasn't too shabby. The guys on our team, Sam and Casey Jones, a guy named Hondo Havlicek wasn't too bad. Tom Heinsohn, Frank Ramsey, George Mikan, Bob Pettit. I could go on and on. And we must have had the best firemen and plumbers on the planet at the time. So, and I was very proud to play with all of them.
God love you. Hear it in his voice. God
if you just
him.
Have your ham radio out and change the tuner a bit, you probably could have picked up Bob Cousy yesterday.
You know, I really like that, though. I do. I really like that. I like to hear. I like to hear his voice. It's so much better than just reading a quote. You know, to you.
And I can guarantee you J.J. Redick did not think that 93-year-old Bob Cousy was still alive when he was making fun of him, or he probably wouldn't have said it.
Yeah, you know.
I had to ask Dan, he's like, Bob Cousy responded. I go, he's alive?
It's a different era. And this is the biggest debate we run into.
If J.J. Redick played back then, we'd be talking about J.J. Redick like we do Bob Cousy.
Well, if J.J. Redick, yes, if he grew up in that era, but if you somehow had a teleport, I think this is where we run into this issue.
But that's what I'm saying. Like the level of play today is exceedingly better than it was. Because also,
with the development and the evolution of the game and of the human.
Because also back then, it's like, yeah, there was some athletes playing basketball. The nation's sport was baseball. That's where people gravitated to. That's where the better player athletes went to. Because why? Because they're on radio. They're on TV. Like,
and even still, if you put Randy Johnson on the hill at in the 1950s, like, and I think that when we talk about this debate, that's what we always, you know, yes, Nikola Jokic, if you send him back in time, he's probably like we're probably going to have an award named after him. But if he's brought up in the same era with the same technology, the same training, you know what I'm saying? That's where this debate kind of goes out the window. You know, is Chris Paul better than Bob Cousy? What kind of debate is that? It's not even relevant because they've played 50 years apart.
Right.
Like there's really no comparing the two. So like I know what ESPN was doing. We love to do these lists and who should be on the top 75 list and who should be on this list. I tell you, shouldn't be. Russell Westbrook shouldn't be on the best 75 list, but that's neither here nor there.
He will be after 5 years with the Pistons.
Yeah.
Okay. But I was listening to an interview with John Sally this week, and they were talking about, because John Sally said a few years ago that Michael Jordan's not the greatest of all time. Said on Cowherd a few years ago. And he goes, I honestly just did that because I knew everyone would get mad. But he goes, there is no greatest of all time. He goes, I just have the greatest of 10-year spans, because that's all that's important, is did you dominate the 10-year span that you were playing in?
Right.
So that's how John Sally breaks it up of like this.
Are you an all-decade kind of guy?
Yeah, because it speaks to, you know, who is the best in the game in that era, because you can't really compare the eras because there's so much change within 10 years.
Like, how are we supposed to compare this comparison, Bob Cousy to Chris Paul, or bring it to you know, a Detroit comparison? Is Chauncey Billups a better point guard than Bob Cousy?
He's better than Chris Paul because he's got a ring to show for it.
Yeah, he's clutch. If there's a knock against Chris Paul, he can't get it done when the lights are the brightest. And I mean, they called, you know, Chauncey Billups Mr. Big Shot for a reason. So, I mean, is there a, you know, would you be able to? Well, yeah, I mean, if you took Chauncey Billups of 2004 and, you know, sent him in a teleport back to the 50s, he's probably going to dominate. Like, they played the game differently. They dribbled mainly with their dominant hand. They weren't going left. You know, watch the videos on YouTube. Like, it's comical. But at the same time, that's all they knew. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you put Miguel Cabrera, send him back to 1945, or send him back to Babe Ruth's era, you think Miguel Cabrera's hitting more home runs? Like, without question. But the game was different. People were like, different.
It's the movie Tropic Thunder when Will Ferrell throws the alley-oop to Andre 3000. Like, that's not legal. He went flying through the air. That's the difference of the rule changes and just the style of play.
Yeah, it's everything's different. So I it was just really nice to hear Bob Cousy's voice. Like, I don't know why, but that's like nostalgia. You hear this this old guy, you know, who's talking to you, who is just a man. He's reliving his glory days, right? I mean, he is telling you about the guys that he played against, that are, you know, they brought up all legends. Elgin Baylor, the Big O, Wilt, Bill Russell, the logo. Like, there are, I mean, they're still great players. It's just but a much
the
different
funny
era.
Thing is about the plumbers and everything. Like, people always have that debate going just back to the late 80s and Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and think about it.
Go watch those early Jordan tapes where it's just a bunch of guys standing around.
Well, compare it like this. Do you want a 2022 Lamborghini or whatever the best car was in 1950?
Well, if you ask some people, they're going to say the 1950 car.
That's impossible. It's not beating it down the track.
Well, like, yeah, it's not just for not a race, but just...
Right.
Car heads are different.
We're not talking about aesthetics. 0 to 60, who's getting there faster? The Lamborghini is, of course. It's got better technology. They didn't know what we know. We have cars that can drive themselves, for God's sakes. Like, it's okay. You know, J.J. Redick had multiple seasons where he averaged more than 15 points a game, right? Bob Cousy sat right between 15 and 20 points a game his entire career. So actually kind of similar. But good for Bob. Good to hear his voice. We'll step aside. More X's and Bros. NHL last night next here on the Michigan Sports Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
On a hot, steamy summer's day, imagine being stuck in traffic when your vehicle's air conditioner stops blowing cold air. Well, beat the heat with an AC recharge kit from your Auto Value Auto Parts store. Can't make it into the store? Shop online at myautovaluestore.com. For online orders, we offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. See an in-store sales pro for more information. And thank you for shopping locally at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Imagine this, a day filled with indulgence, bursting with excitement, and packed with extraordinary moments that build memories to last a lifetime. A day that is unmistakably yours, at the place that is undeniably spectacular. Whether you're winning big, dining lavishly, or relaxing oh so comfortably, it's your getaway reimagined at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Listening to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Can't call in? Text us using the keyword sports radio and send it to 21000 or tweet us at XB Mornings. Now back to Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Reading Lynn Henning this morning in the Detroit News. What a great piece that was. Select, this is about general managers. If Freddie's listening, he's got it. He's got to read that one. Oh, my goodness. To take the arms early or the bats early in the draft? That is the question. Pretty good. Pretty good stuff there by Lynn.
Or to just ignore one whole side of the sport and put all your eggs in one basket. And then someone just sits on the basket and cracks all the eggs. And now you can't even scramble them because the Easter grass is mixed in with the eggs. And so you're just left with the mess.
It probably wasn't a day to debate anything except the brand of beverage a baseball GM should imbibe or drink when his starters and a team's early record were in mutual misery. What a way to close it, Lynn. What a way to close it. Jeez. Imbibe. I had to go look that word up just to make sure I knew what it meant. All right, let's do it. It's that time of day. I have a little trivia question. Ooh, this is interesting. You guys might be able to get this one.
2019.
How many times did the great number 20, Barry Sanders, rush for 1,000 yards in a season?
Nine.
In his decade with the Detroit Lions from 1989 to 1998.
Wasn't this just a question? There was
something very,
very
similar to this, yes.
To this. I recall I said seven, I believe, but it was six.
Nine.
Correct answer is all 10. 1,000 yards, all 10 seasons.
In the question were number of 1,000-yard rushers since a certain year.
Oh, yes. Like
people. So that was...
That's right.
That was the question.
Or something.
Yeah.
Very good memory. That's I'm actually quite impressed by that. That's pretty good.
So I just remember we were trying to count all the people of, okay, well, obviously Barry, James Stewart that one time because Dan won't let us forget. That
two out of 3 years.
Yep. There you go. You had Reggie.
Reggie, and that's
Flash
it.
Flash the pan.
So.
Good for them. Well, last night, if you were tuned in at all to the Stanley Cup playoffs, couple of really, really good games last night, including the first one, which was the battle for Florida. You had Tampa Bay at Florida taking on the Panthers. And, I mean, that one there, I thought for sure overtime. I was like, all right, well, we're going to get a little extra here before we start St. Louis and Colorado. And it turns out that no, we actually wouldn't because there would be a goal scored late, a winner in the final seconds. I don't know what Florida's thinking. Crashing the backside of the net, going two guys below the goal line. Nobody's out in front. What are you doing? You got to know if one guy's chasing, you got to stay home, man. You got to stay home. What's going on out there? Great, great matchup of goaltenders in this as well. Sergei Bobrovsky, Andrei Vasilyevsky, both guys just mammoth human beings in the series. Tampa Bay now leads the series 2-0 with the 2-1 win. Last night over Florida, and I mean, it was incredible theater because it was 1-1 for what felt like the longest time, and then, you know, we're talking about less than 20 seconds left to play when this happened.
Now to the final five, Kucherov behind the Florida net, out in front, they score! In the final seconds, Ross Colton, Lightning with a 2-1 lead.
Backbreaker right there. That hurts bad because, you know, if you're Florida, you're taking on the two-time defending champs. They're not going to give you any time for error. Like, there is no learning curve here. I thought Florida's coach afterwards talking about the fact that it was a good game to learn something, and they thought we played pretty well, and, you know, this team just doesn't give you a lot. You can't make mistakes against Tampa Bay because they're going to punish you. The puck is directly behind the net. Florida sends two defenders at it. I don't know why. You had one guy chase it. The other guy's got to stay out in front. Kucherov just flips it back. And then, you know, by the time Bob gets his head around to see where the puck just went to, it was already, you know, in the back of the net. Nothing he can do there. I mean, just kind of left on an island. He's in great position, but it's just a really, really good strike. And, like, that's the game right there. You are not going to be able to make mistakes against this Tampa Bay Lightning team and be able to survive. And if you are Tampa Bay, looking at this battle for Florida, we've talked a lot about the battle of Alberta, right? Calgary and Edmonton, and, you know, we made a whole lot of bones about that. They're really, I mean, when it comes down to this, there hasn't been as much hype around it because it's the, you know, the state of Florida, even though Tampa Bay. I did see one of the writers who I follow, Eric Adelson, said, got to give credit where credit's due, Steve Yzerman. And I couldn't tell if I was like, is this sarcasm? Or is he being real because of this team that has been put together? I don't really know. Stamkos left the game. So that's an area of concern if you are Tampa Bay. But you go on the road, you grab two from the Panthers. You're going back to Tampa Bay. You're playing with house money. You win game three. It's hockey, so you still, obviously, you know, it's not over, but it feels like it's pretty much over. Now, if you're St. Louis on the other side, Colorado Avalanche, who have just been on a tear the last couple of seasons, St. Louis got a monstrous 4-1 win last night. That was, I mean, that's everything. If you are a Blues fan, which I can't imagine that there are very many Blues fans in this area, but if you're just a fan of hockey, that series just got a whole lot more interesting. A whole lot more interesting. Because going back to game one, 3-2 in overtime, is like, all right, that's a pretty good game by St. Louis. And St. Louis isn't that far removed from a championship. And, you know, their fan base deserved that after what happened to their football team, right? It just did. And I think that when you look at this game here for the Blues, they've been able to, you know, create turnovers, create odd man rushes. At least last night they were able to, and they've been able to capitalize on it, you know, and it's really fun to watch hockey at this level, to where you know that at any moment, on any shift, any mistake can lead you to losing the game. And I think that sort of pressure, that sort of attention to detail is so stressful on the players out there on the ice. And I think it's an element that you can't comprehend unless you've actually done it. I would say, what is the most stressful thing that you have done, whether it's been in your job or your playing career as a player? If you're listening, you played high school or AAU, or you played college, anything. You know, what was the most stressful moment in your career? If I ask you that question, what would be your answer? And as you think about that, that basically that moment in time is your 3-hour hockey game. Like, that's what it is. Because every shift you have, every opportunity you're out there on the ice, one bad pass, one misplay of the puck could be devastating. And I thought St. Louis did a really good job of taking advantage, turning defense into offense. And I watched some of these games and I think to myself, like, how far away is Detroit when you really look at it? Because goaltending wise, I don't think we're anywhere close. Like, I'm not trying to take a shot. I just don't think that the Red Wings have the guy between the pipes that can lead you to a playoff run. Now, I could be mistaken, and we'll see. You know, it's a long season and the first full season, you know, at that position for the Wings. So, okay, all right, I guess. But for me personally, when I look at, you know, how well St. Louis played yesterday, when I look at that one little mistake that Florida made that cost them the game, I just think that the Red Wings, I mean, for being at this caliber, they are a whole lot of offense away. I love Moritz Seider, and I love Lucas Raymond, and I love that hopefully those guys will be Red Wings for life, and we can continue to address some other areas of the team. But you look at if you watch tonight, for example, if you watch the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, and you know hockey, because why else would you be watching hockey? Watch the Rangers in Carolina at 8 o'clock on ESPN, or Edmonton and Calgary at 10:30. And look at how quickly they turn their defense into offense. Whereas a team carries the puck into the Red Wings' blue line, and all of a sudden we're there for like 3 minutes. We'll step aside. We're back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for Matt Golden and his team at the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids, and they are a statewide destination for golf, events, weddings, receptions, and more. They feature the 18-hole Tullymore layout and 18 holes at St. Ives. They have lodging to handle 200 to 400 people. So go to TullymoreGolf.com right now to book your stay and play package or your next big event with your business or in your life. That's TullymoreGolf.com. And the golf course is open. And they have a great rate happening right now before you get to the summer rates. So go to TullymoreGolf.com. Book that tee time. Take advantage of the great rates at one of Michigan's top golf destinations, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Book your tee time now at TullymoreGolf.com.
Imagine this. Winning big at Soaring Eagle. Make a run for the money, and you could win up to $10,000 cash every Friday in May from 7 to 11 p.m. Then on Saturdays, the summer celebration is your chance to win up to $5,000 in premium play or the grand prize, a share of $100,000 cash on May 28th. Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, your getaway, reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Now is the perfect time to clean her up and get that vehicle of yours in tip-top summer shape. Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store has you covered with top-quality name-brand products for your car wash needs. Turtle Wax Wash and Wax is now on sale for just $14.99, and Mother's Brand Foaming Wheel and Tire Cleaner is just $7.19 for the 24-ounce spray bottle. Whether you have a car, truck, boat, or SUV, clean her up at your locally owned Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it.
And Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros Michigan Sports Network. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. Give us a text. Text the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21,000 or give us a dial on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176. Let's get to that Meijer Supercenter guest line. That's where we find Post Office Bill. P.O. Bill. What in the world is going on, my friend? How the hell are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing? I'm glad for you. You sound like you're doing amazing.
Well, thank you very much. I'm just glad to hear your voice. I was getting ready to do a wellness check. I'm like, I haven't heard from P.O. Bill in about 10 months.
Yep.
What's going on this morning?
I'm going to do a little work, and then I'm going to live life as usual, you know?
You're going to go to the hockey game tonight?
No, I live a little too far out now, and it's not as easy, but I listen to it on the radio. All the time.
All right, good deal. Big game number one for the Toledo Walleye tonight in the Western Conference Finals. Holy mackerel. All right, if they make it to game six or if they get through this round to the next round, your buddy Joe and I are cooking something up, so we'll keep you posted.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy Joe still owes.
He does, too, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
All right. Well, don't let him forget that. I forgot what he owes you, but he does. I do remember that he does owe you something.
A Finer's Establishment drink.
Ooh. All right. Might be able to get that taken care of then.
But my calling in was about your hockey team, the Red Wings. Mm. You folks won't be far behind Tampa Bay here. You know, just give it a little bit more time, and Stevie Y will have you right up there with them.
It's nice to hear, Bill, somebody say something positive about what Steve Yzerman has done thus far.
I mean, look, what he did to Tampa Bay. He didn't go down there and, you know, do it overnight. It took a little while. But look at what he's got. Look what Tampa Bay has now. They look like a machine.
They are a well-oiled machine. They are loaded with talent. They've got good goaltending. They can defend. There's a reason they've won a couple of cups, and they're built for the long term as well, as we've seen. So if Steve Yzerman can do anything close to replicating what he's been able to do in Tampa Bay, I mean, obviously Detroit fans are very excited. That is the goal. That's the hope, is that the Red Wings can have that sort of program and be in the be in the conversation and in the hunt, not just, you know, to get back to the playoffs will be one thing, but to actually be a real contender and a team that people fear. I think that that's they're dying for those mid 2000s, dying for those late 90s teams to come back, and the sooner they get back, the better. That much is for sure. Makes my life a whole lot easier.
Well, they'll be there. It's just a process, you know. You guys, you know, we're at the bottom like the Blackhawks are.
Well,
and we're in a spinning lost mode right now.
It's terrible too. Could have been so good. I don't know. I don't know what happened there. It was a mess. P.O. Bill.
Nice talking to you, Anthony. Hello, gentlemen. Never met y'all, but I like listening to the show every morning. I wake up every day to it. So.
Well, thanks very much, Bill. We appreciate you, my friend. Let the audience. Studio audience, they love Post Office Bill. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Anthony. Just, have a great day.
All right, we'll see you, partner. When I was in studio in Toledo, Bill used to drop by with all kinds of food all the time. He would just, like, everybody knew who he was. He would just walk in the front door, and they'd be like, yeah, go on back, because they had to get buzzed in. And he knew right where our studio was. They just buzz him through, right? No ID, no nothing, didn't need it. They just knew who he was, and he'd always bring food or coffee or all kinds of stuff, hang out. God bless him. E.O. Bill, man, I haven't heard that name in a while. Were you guys able to come up with one moment in time in which you were competing that you were under an incredible amount of stress?
Like, does it have to be actually sports related?
Mm-hmm. One moment, the most stressful moment in your sports career. What's the first thing that comes to mind?
Eighth grade, we were going for an undefeated season.
Oh, wow.
And not going to name the coach because I love my coach, but I had not pitched all year. I think Ryan had the same deal happen to him.
I do have the same story like that, but mine was a little younger.
I was in eighth grade, and there was a blown call at home plate.
Damn, you're stealing my story.
I will admit I did cry after, though.
I did not do that.
See, I cried.
After the blew my call at home plate.
No, okay, so the blown call was in the seventh inning to take it to extras, and there was no blown call when I was pitching.
Oh, gotcha. No. So this happened to me with my blown call. I had never pitched before, and it was a playoff game, and the coach comes out and just points to me and is like, all right, come to pitch. And I was like, excuse me? And I was like, I can throw a strike. I'm not worried about that. It's just you've never called my number before. There's one out, guy's on, just a guy on third, and I get the batter to hit a nice little bouncer back to me. I stare the runner down at third. He goes back. I throw it to first, get the out. Runner takes off. And then clearly tag him out at home. The catcher does. And I think the teenage umpire just wanted to go home. It's a tied game because he called the runner safe. Game over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. So we do have a couple of.
And that's why I hate umpires and baseball umpires. No. I mean, I was fine because it's like it was a blown call. I did everything right. You know, I'm not going to get too mad. Just that umpire stinks.
I'm not getting mad because that guy's no good, right? No,
right.
Oh, that makes sense. I'm trying to think back. I think it was most stressful because that's what Stanley Cup playoff hockey is. That's what playoff hockey is in general.
Did you ever feel when you're playing golf, like I only made one regional in my golf career. I didn't feel stressed out at all. Actually, I played very well because it was just me. All I had to worry about was me.
Felt like you were playing with house money.
Yeah.
Here on league tournament would have been 2005. Final hole. I knew that the guy I was playing with, I can't remember his name. Damn, he was a good golfer, too. I don't know if he went to Groszilla Riverview, and I really wish I could remember his name because he was a player. But we were hole for hole. This was, and we had to play it at Raisin River, which is, I mean, the land is still there, but it's no longer a course. The Spilson family ended up selling it to, I believe, Prometica. And Prometica was supposed to build something there, but they haven't done anything yet. So both the courses, they had an east course and a west course, are just both overrun with weeds now. And you can't even tell. I mean, you can see that there was a driving range there at some point if you knew what you were looking at. But outside of that, it's like, oh, man, the course. Like, you see the clubhouse. I drive by it all the
time. Yeah, I got one. We have one of those by my house. Actually, it could potentially be two. We'll see.
Sad. I wish they never would have sold that. But I get why. I get why. Like, take the money from Prometica. Like, why not? But, yeah, I would say the Huron League championship match, that was a that was a pretty stressful round, and we were just shot for shot, and then there was a very reachable par five at the end, and I put my drive right up against the fence. He hit his right down the middle of the fairway, and I bombed my drive, but I drew it over the through the fairway, through the rough, and then up against the fence, and had to hit a club left-handed to get it away from the fence. Which, in hindsight, do I just take the drop there, take the penalty, and take the drop, and then try to, because I was gonna hit the green in two regardless. So at least give my chance, but I ended up flipping the club and trying to hit it left-handed. That was a pretty stressful hole. And then I would say regional finals. Our team wasn't going to make it. We had left, and they called us back from the parking lot. Like, no, there's a tie. You got to come back and play a playoff hole. There's a tie for an individual, so I had to go back and play a playoff hole for that. So I would say that was pretty stressful. But it's only a few minutes, right? It's only a few minutes, and then you're done. You know, if you're talking about the entire round of golf, you're stressed. Well, then maybe you need to find another sport because you got to be able to find a way to block that out to be able to just play the game. But the most stressful moment of your life, that is every single shift in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Every single shift. Like, there is no, they literally, when you get out there, there is no tomorrow. That's just the way that it is. That's the way the guys play, because it's full speed, it's full contact. You know, I look at like what happened with the Celtics and Heat last night. That was a good game for like a quarter. And then the rest of it was an absolute wash.
A quarter of a quarter.
And it was like, all right, so you go back to Boston. Now the series is tied. If you're the Heat, you take one in Boston, you come back to Miami. Okay, great. Like, but the game was over so quickly. I just didn't feel like, I was like, all right, a little bit early. Miami got out early. Boston rallied back, went on a crazy run there at the end of the first quarter. And it was like, okay, will Miami have that third quarter? They just couldn't shoot. They could not shoot. And I feel so bad for Duncan Robinson.
But say, I do. If only you had like some almost an elite type 3-point shooter that you paid him a lot of money to do one thing. And then just like, you know, take a seat, kid. This game's over.
And then you bring him in the third quarter, and the guy's played like 18 minutes in the last series. And it's like, what? How does that happen? Like, how does that happen? Who is responsible for why this is happening to Duncan Robinson? And I know you're probably thinking just because of the Michigan connection, but the dude is a shooter. And if you have it on your team, you know, one of the biggest things for shooters is to get into a rhythm, like to be able to believe that you can go out there and play. And if I miss a shot, I'm not going to get yanked. Like, that's one of the biggest things that I absolutely hated about, you know, coaching young kids, is the fact that they believe that if they missed a shot, like, I needed them to be perfect. Like, if they missed a shot, I was going to pull them out of the game. That's just not the case. Like, nobody, like, it's very rare. And it's only going to be a handful of people, and they're going to take a handful of their shots inside the paint, that a guy's going to finish their career over 50% from the floor. And that's because, you know, shots in the restricted area still count as a shot from the floor. There's not like a separate column for dunks and or layups. But it's not like, you know, they're children shooting 15 footers with a ball that's too big on a 10-foot hoop. Like, you can miss the ball. You can miss a shot. It's okay. But if you're open, I want you to shoot it. And I want you to believe in yourself to shoot it. And I want you to believe that you're going to make it. And if you miss it, that's okay. Just get back and play. Get back and play defense. Don't allow your offensive struggles to affect your defense. And I feel like with Duncan Robinson, every time he misses a shot, he's looking over his shoulder like, hey, is that going to be it? So we got in there last night and just started chucking. And God bless you. Like, Van Gundy's like, well, you got to play better. That's, I mean, you got to get minutes to play better, bro.
Right. Looking at Duncan Robinson, 79 games this year, 68 started games this year, 26 minutes a game for the playoffs.
What was his season averages in shooting, by the way, if you have that in front of you?
From 337.2. From 2.57, collective total 39.99999. So 40% shooting.
Yeah, that's his true shooting percentage. It's pretty good.
So, and then in the playoffs, averaging just under 11 minutes a game in nine games.
How do you do that?
Like, I don't have any advanced stats in front of me at the moment, but like, is his defense that bad? Because that'd be the only explanation of why your minutes get cut that bad in the playoffs.
They got it. Yeah, they have to believe. I don't know, man. It is puzzling to me, and I'm really a fan of Eric Spoelstra. Yes, 40% this year, 40% from the field, 37.2% from three, 84% from the free throw line. Like that's fine. 3.9 in the win shares. Player efficiency rating was a 10.6. League average is about a 15. The effective field goal percentage was 56%. Like, that's pretty good. I don't know how you go from starting every game in the 2020-2021 season, 72 games played, 72 games started, 31 minutes a night. The previous season, 73 games played, 68 started, 30 minutes a night. At 13 points per game in both seasons, to this year, 68 games started out of 79 games played, and now getting to the playoffs, and just your coach is just like, nope, we're not going to do this. You're just not going to play. Like, it doesn't, I don't question Spoelstra very much. I think he's been a very good coach. He withstood LeBron, which is always a very difficult challenge for anybody who's going to be coaching. But you look at the 2020 Eastern Conference round one, he played 101 minutes, played 136 in the conference semis, 171 minutes played in the conference finals. In the finals, he played 192 minutes and shot 40% from the field. He played 18 minutes in the last series in a 4-2 win against Philly. Come on, man. You got to play the kid. You have to. Like, I don't know. You want Max Strus out there? Okay, Gabe Vincent, a couple G League guys, that's fine. Replace one G League guy with a couple others. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know, Eric Spoelstra. Something's got to give. But if you have a rotation that's worked out all throughout the regular season, and if your substitution pattern was Hero coming in for Duncan, why would you not run that? I just don't get it. Like, and look, I know that Juwan Howard's guy is PJ Tucker. I'm sorry. What is he bringing to the table?
I just like his Duncan's defensive win shares this year was 2.0, as the same as Kevin Durant, Reggie Jackson, Kyle Kuzma, Anthony Davis,
Anthony Bellino,
Reggie Bullock.
I don't play a lot of defense.
Like, he ranks around like a 100th in the NBA, which is probably eh. Like, it's not awful.
Yeah, it's not terrible at all. And I'm not trying to pick on PJ Tucker, but like, what's he bringing you? Some good effort on closeouts. Okay, you got to have it, but everybody else is doing that too. Like, some rebound. I mean, they got Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, right? They pulled Patrick Williams out of the game, a little bit different. Al Horford stretches the floor. You have Bam Adebayo. Like, dude, you could play 4-out-1 in basketball. It'd be successful. We see teams do it all the time. My goodness, get Duncan Robinson some minutes. What the hell's going on out there? Well, I don't even care who wins. I'm pulling for the Heat. But I guess, I mean, maybe I got to switch my team midway through the series, then switch back if the Heat win again. I don't know.
It's because you didn't go to the Heat game and have a sign that says, play Duncan.
Yeah. Hey, America runs on Duncan. Isn't that the slogan? Come on.
Everybody loves Duncan.
What are you doing? The NBA playoff action nonstop over at DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the association. This week, new customers bet just $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets when they do. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the promo code HUGE. Promo code HUGE only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, if you reply, Michigan only, minimum $5 deposit. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See step aside hour number three of Ag full terms and conditions. We'll step aside hour number three of Ag full terms and conditions. We'll step aside hour number three of X's and Bros coming at you next. All